Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Well, folks, we're back at it again. Slug's 37th anniversary party. 37 bands, 37 songs, one night. And what band are you guys from?
Rune Stomper.
Very nice, very nice. You just got done playing 30 minutes ago or something like that?
Yeah.
How was it for you guys?
I loved it.
It was very nice, but it was over way too soon.
I totally agree. These nights just fly. A night like this, 37 bands, 37 songs. It gets chaotic and goes just so fun and too short. So how would you describe your music to somebody who hasn't heard of you guys before?
It's like if Nine Inch Nails had less...
Less drugs.
Yeah, like, you know, Nine Inch Nails, but maybe a bit of, like, some softer, more emotional vibes. So, like, if you step on the Nine Inch Nail and then you just cry for a bit, we're the crying part, the pain.
I dig the crying, but you need the crying. A little emotional betrayal there. Oh, God, get me down. How did you think your performance went, though?
I think it was, yeah, I mean, that was a brand new song.
Yeah, we had never performed that song before.
Oh, really? What was the song called?
It's called...
The Epic Fight Song.
Yeah, we haven't named it yet. Epic Fight Song.
We might accept the title, it should remain.
Let's go with that, we're good. What was the inspiration behind that song, do you think?
Honestly, I wrote the lyrics to it, and it was about escaping anything that's holding you down, physically, mentally, emotionally, like... escaping from it for the better of your life and yourself.
That's what we like to hear. We gotta break free from these shackles, you know?
Exactly.
that societal shackle, for sure. If you were going to put your style, your aesthetic, your sound into a visual format, like on a painting or something, or like a piece of art, what would that look like?
I think I've always imagined like cyberpunk-y kind of feel with the music. So like if you imagine like Blade Runner and maybe a mix of Tron, you know,
neon colors,
yeah, neon.
The cyberpunk type of deal.
Yeah, so like just and like just sort of like feeling maybe a little badass, but so neon colors, cyberpunk aesthetic, maybe a bit dystopian perhaps.
Just whatever we're feeling really.
Whatever, yeah, pretty much whatever.
Break away from the real dystopian that we're living in today.
Besides,
Do you guys have any music that you are streaming right now? Any other big projects in the work?
All of our stuff is on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. We just released our album, Trials Part 2, actually last year, but we're coming up with a new EP, which hopefully should arrive in the summer. And it's, I don't want to spoil it, but it's going to be like it, this is going to be the first album that Liz here is a part of. And she's like the mastermind behind the lyrics. And the last couple of songs she actually wrote all herself with the lyrics. So I'm just here doing the instrumentals.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you guys so much. We're glad to have you at the party. Thank you so much for performing. It's been amazing.
Tonight. Yeah. I'm Chris. This is Liz. We're Rune Stomper, industrial music from here, Salt Lake City.
I'm here with
Casey Arena.
What band are you here with?
I'm with Secondhand Sun.
Well, thank you, Casey. Thank you so much for having you here. How do you describe your music to somebody who hasn't heard your music?
I'd say just indie rock to keep it simple. A bit psychedelic, though.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we'll get a little psychedelic for sure. What do you expect to show us with this performance tonight?
I want to show you guys one of my favorite songs off of my debut EP that we just put out last year. It's just a heavy hitter. It's a rock song. It's fun. It's short and sweet. We're going to be like halfway. We got 5-minute timeline. We're going to do like 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Oh, that's going to be sick.
For fun,
for sure. I heard that your other song, Noise Pollution, barely came out. What was that song all about?
That song is me just alone in my studio trying to make some Starfucker-esque type of music, if you know what I'm saying.
I agree.
A little more of a electronic vibe. But, dude, we actually play that song full band, totally different iteration of it, and it rips.
What changes from the live performance and studio performance?
So we don't use any synths or anything on stage, no electronic stuff other than our guitars, and we kind of turn it into like a blues, like jam song, super psychedelic, heavy effects, heavy delay, and just, utilize our pedal board rather than having all the synths and stuff on there.
Hell yeah, that's what we like to hear for sure. Kind of like with Secondhand Sun, we have a column on Slug that's called Secondhand Screenings, where we pick different movies from like Savers and the DI and stuff. How would you describe your film, or how would you describe your music if it was a type of secondhand film?
Oh man, I don't know. It'd be like a spaghetti western mixed with Blade Runner, futuristic.
Some cyberpunk elements in there for sure. Definitely give that like little, not a fruit ergo, but like a vaporwave kind of style.
Sure. Something like that, yeah.
I dig it. I dig it so much. Well, thank you so much, Casey.
I don't have someone to shout out to Slug. Thank you. Have a good night.
I am here with
Sophia.
Sophia, great to see you. You're here with Sheikhok, is that right?
That's correct.
Awesome, awesome. What? How would you describe your music to somebody who hasn't heard of Sheikhok?
It's a very heavy rock and roll band. We like to have fun and party, not take ourselves too seriously. It's nothing to be scared about. People are scared. Well, you shouldn't be scared.
You definitely shouldn't be scared, especially on a night like this. You said that you hosted some of the anniversary parties before. Is that right?
Yeah, I hosted this event in 23. That was 2 years ago. Or maybe 24. I was at Urban Lounge. I was there all night in between bands, making jokes and making fun of the bands and cracking wise. And I mean, I wasn't making fun of them. You know, a lot of them are my friends. So, you know, it's just it's just whatever you can do to keep the audience engaged, right?
Exactly. Is it true that you and Mike Brown traded clothes halfway through the set as well?
Who told you that?
I remember.
Yeah, we did. He pulled it off like a champ.
That's such a good time right there for sure. What do you hope to see differently at this show compared to past anniversary parties?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I think after, 2-3 years they've been doing this, they probably got the grease on the wheels to be able to just keep it rolling. It seemed like there was a lot of logistical issues. You know, that's going to happen in something like this regardless. So, I mean, I am excited to see the dual stages to make that work too. So, and then a lot more space here too. So that'll be like really fun. We'll just hope to keep the crowd going the whole night, all night.
For sure. Not as cramped as it was at Urban Lounge and Blue Jeans. That was a little too close for comfort for my taste, for sure. In the magazine, we asked you what kind of cocktail you would be to describe your music. What was that again?
I have no idea what I said there. I was probably maybe a little tossed when I filled that out. But I love everything with soda and a lime. Tequila, soda, lime, Jameson, soda, lime, gin, soda, lime, vodka, soda, lime. Ever always with a soda and lime because you're hydrating and you're getting drunk at the same time.
Hey, thanks for hanging out this long. You guys are fucking awesome. Where is it? We got some sticker packs up here if you want to just throw some money on stage and you can take a sticker pack. There's only eight. There's only eight of them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with
Saint Moan.
Saint Moan, good to see you guys. You're the second half of Banshee Twin as well.
Yes, yeah, Banshee Twin all the way.
Awesome. How does the music different from Banshee Twin to Saint Moan?
Yeah, Banshee Twin definitely has more of like that synth kind of alt pop dark wave sound. We love a little bit of 80s, and Saint Moan is definitely like super lyrically driven. Go from acoustic to kind of that more like vibey electric guitar kind of stuff.
That's what we're excited to see then for sure. What are you most excited about with the anniversary party tonight?
Ooh, I'm so stoked. I got to play, Joe and I from Banshee Twin got to play the 35th anniversary. So really stoked to be back. Just honestly hearing everyone's music and seeing like the awesome Slug team run it all. It's such a cool night.
It's going to be an exciting night for sure. I definitely on that. What are we expecting to see from your performance?
Ooh, hopefully something good.
It's going to be definitely good for sure, for sure. We actually, for our February issue, we asked a couple questions. One of the questions was, if you can describe yourself as a cocktail and be as crazy as possible with the ingredients, what cocktail would you be?
Oh, shit. Wow. Probably like a whiskey mixed with like a dark pomegranate juice, but also you have like a snack on the side, maybe like some chips and dark chocolate.
For sure, for sure. I could definitely see it like maybe like a sour cream and cheddar kind of vibe. Or...
yeah, I'll take it.
All right, for this next act, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give a big, open, sweaty palm introduction to Saint Moan!
I'll waste time, and maybe we'll all get a little sad together. I waste time. Thank you. I'm St. Maur. Thanks, Slug. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. I am here with Silky. And tell me what you guys do, what's your names in the band.
All right. I'm Sergio. I rock the bass. And this is David.
I'm David, and I'm playing drums today.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming out. How would you explain Silky to somebody who's never heard of you guys?
We're good old-fashioned alternative rock and roll.
Some people have called it surf punk because there's a little bit of a surf rock, but then it's like heavy.
Definitely. Where was that influence coming from? Is there a lot of like Beach Boys meets Sex Pistols in there? Or what kind of style are you thinking of when you combine those bands?
My favorite band is the Strokes.
Yeah.
She's a big Strokes fan. Yeah, I think.
Hattie Strauss is the main singer-songwriter, and she gets a lot of influence from the Strokes and Pixies and just a lot of good alternative post-rock, you know?
Exactly, exactly. What do you expect to show people tonight? What's your performance?
We're showing them a newer song that we wrote last year, and yeah, we're just showing them how to rock and roll and how we have fun on stage.
We'll be right back.
are here with
Dominic Chiquetta.
Dominic, who are you here with, for sure?
Wasatch Valley Drifters.
Oh, hell yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for coming out and being a part of the party, for sure. How would you describe yourself to somebody who hasn't listened to your guys' music before?
I don't know. Good.
That's best.
I don't know. We just mess around. We pick some tunes.
For sure, for sure. Has there been any like inspiration behind your music? Like any big heavy hitters in the music world that you're like, that's kind of like the sound we were getting off?
Oh, Tony Rice, David Grisman Quintet. I like jazz and funk music, so a lot of that comes in. But then like John Prine for songwriting.
Yeah.
I just like telling stories and having them interesting.
What has been like one of your like favorite songs that you've produced, and like what was the story behind that?
Well, the other guitar player in my band, he wrote a song called Drunk and Wired, and it was about his experiences with alcohol abuse and stuff like that. And I think that one's just, it's one of the best songs that I've ever heard, I think.
For sure. Yeah. Are we gonna get a little taste of that tonight?
We might, if he's able to sing. He's just a little under the weather recently.
No, for sure, for sure. Well, we'll get it either way. It's, we're gonna boo the party with you guys either way. So we're here for it, for sure. Where can we find your music at?
We're on all streaming platforms right now at Wasatch Valley Drifters, and we post all our show dates on Instagram, Wasatch Valley Drifters, no spaces.
Awesome. Any dream collabs you hope to hit in the future?
David Grisman. Billy Strings would be cool. String Dusters. Maybe East Nashgrass. East Nashgrass is cool. I like those guys.
Politicians are made of actors and comedians. They've no idea what it means to make a wage. They've no knowledge or compassion for the median. No, we are number on a page.
it's 55 and sunny in December, but the clouds seem darker than I remember. Seems loving is a crime for the people in my life. They don't have time to change, and I think I'm getting old. Thank you, everybody. We're the Wasatch Valley Drifters. You guys have a good night.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.